Listening Library presents You'll Like It Here, Everybody Does, by Ruth White. Read for you by Becca Batteau and Jesse Bernstein.
Chapter 1. Maggie Speaks. When I was in the third grade, on the California coast, a crazy man came into my classroom one day and started waving a knife around. He said he was an alien hunter. He had a purple blotch on his face that was shaped exactly like Mexico, and his eyes were wild. Help came before he could hurt anybody, but he left scars all the same. I was so petrified, I don't remember a thing after that, until I saw Gramps holding out his arms to me. He lifted me from the couch in the principal's office, where I lay curled up, and held me close. He smelled like freshly baked bread. And that was the day my nightmare started. At the end of that school term, Mom quit her job at the university where she taught astronomy and found a new one at another university in North Carolina. A moving van carried our belongings across the country, but Mom, Gramps, my brother David, and I spent 5 amazing days and nights traveling in our car, taking in the sights of America. In North Carolina, we were thrilled to pieces with our own 7-acre plot of land surrounding the farmhouse Mom had bought for us. Locally, it was called the Old Fisher Place for the family who'd lived there for years and years before us. There were apple trees and lots of blackberry bushes, a grape arbor, a weeping cherry tree, and I don't know what all. I barely remember Daddy, who died when I was 3. From then on, Gramps, who is my mom's father, tended our house and took care of us. David and